All right, this Shabbos, we start Sefer Vayikra, which is the third of the five books of Moses. Now, what's unique about Sefer Vayikra is that if you take a look at the beginning of the Torah, the creation and Or, you'll see that the word Or appears five times. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, then it says Vayehi Or, Vayara Elokim Es Haor Ki Tov, Vayavdel Elokim Bein Haor Bein Achosh, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom V'Lachosh Kor Laila. Now, the third one, which corresponds to the third book, is Ki Tov, which means that Sefer Vayikra is called, is classified as Ki Tov. So what is it about Sefer Vayikra that makes it Ki Tov? Now, we're going to start our discussion with a Medrash, which again, if you happen to have the text in front of you, it's in the middle column. Amar Rav Simon, Hei Pa'amim K'siv Kan Or, K'neged Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And he goes through all of them. And then when he gets to Vayar Elokim Es Haor Ki Tov, Keneged Sefer Vayikra, what makes Sefer Vayikra Ki Tov? That's the only one of the five that's called Ki Tov. And it says in Rav Simon, Shehu Mole Halachos Rabos. That Sefer Vayikra is full of halacha. Now, there are two ways of understanding that. One way is to say that all of the complex laws of Zvachim, of Kodshim, are incorporated in Sefer Vayikra. And that's called Ribui Halacha. The other way is to say that we have Parshas Kedoshim, and Parshas Kedoshim is absolutely packed full of mitzvos, to such an extent that Chazal say, Rov Gufei Torah, most of the mitzvos of the Torah are in one form or another incorporated into Parshas Kedoshim. So for example, if you take the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, we have the famous story in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Nochri comes and he comes to Beit Shammai, comes to Shammai, he wants him to be Megayer him, and teach me call it Tarkul when I stand on one foot. Finally he gets to Hillel, and Hillel teaches him that the Olecha Sani L'chavrcha Lo Sa'ovid Zui call it Tarkul V'idach Pirusha Zil Gemar. And Rashi identifies this principle as V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. So therefore we can say that when Vayikra is called Ki Tov, according to Rav Simon, because of the Ribui Mitzvos, he's referring to V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, because that is the klal which incorporates all the mitzvos. The rest is just Perusho Zil Gemar. So it's as if we're saying that V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha is Kol HaTorah Kula. It encompasses the entire Torah. And that's one possibility. Now, we have a principle in the Mishnah in Avos that's called Ein Tov Ela Torah, which means that when it says Vayar Elokim Es Haor Ki Tov, it's a reference, an allusion to Torah. We also find the pasuk in Mishlei Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lochem Torasi Al Tazovu. Tov equals Torah. So now, if we're defining Sefer Vayikra as Haor Ki Tov, Tov is a reference to Torah, and Vayikra encompasses the Torah. Not all the mitzvahs, but a large percentage of the mitzvahs. And here we're moving on to page 2, and it says the following. In the Yalkut Shimoni, this is a very famous Yalkut Shimoni, perhaps the most famous of them all, What is the sin? What is the destiny of a sinner? So this question was asked to Chachma, and quoting Mishle, which is the Chacham Mikol Adam Chatoim Tirdof Ra'a, which means he'll always be chased with evil. There'll be evil befalling upon him. They asked the same question to Nevuah, and Yechezkel says Hanefesh Achotasi Tomus. That's not good news. When they asked the Torah, what is the punishment for a chote? The Torah says, bring a carbon asham v'yiskaperlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked this question, and he says, yasa tshuva v'yiskaperlo. Now here the commentaries have a debate. Two schools of thought. According to one school of thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying something independent. The other school of thought, which I'd like to propose today, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just qualifying what was said before him by the Torah. The Torah says that Chote Ma'u Oncho Yavi Karban V'Yiskaperlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wait a minute, there's no automatic kapara based on a carbon. Many Jews over the course of history brought karbanos. Unfortunately, they did not have the feeling that has to accompany the carbon. There's got to be a tshuva process that accompanies the karbon. Now let's go back to understand why Sefer Vayikra is called Ki Tov. What's so tov about Sefer Vayikra? And the answer is that Sefer Vayikra incorporates all the karbanos. And all the karbanos, or if not 99% of them, are boim l'chaper. They generate a kapara for a chote. That's a great achievement. That's really good news, as we said. Instead of hanefesh achotas tomus, it's yavi asham v'yiskaperlo. Again, with the proviso, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds, that there'll be tshuva accompanying the avas hakarma. So when God declares, in the third case, Vayar Elokim Esa'ar Ki Tov, that parallels Sefer Vayikra, because Sefer Vayikra encompasses the karbanos, and that's the best news that we can have. That instead of dying, Chas V'Sholem, the Chote brings his karban, and he's miskaper. And it's interesting, because Rabbeinu Bechai, when he says, when he tries to interpret the word vayar, it says vayar Elokim Esa'ar Ki Tov. And what does it mean that God saw? He says the word vayar really means kiyum hadover, something that has existence, a reality, could continue to exist. And the R, because it's good, will continue to exist. Now, if this is a reference to the carbon, which is the central theme of Sefer Vayikra as the third of the five books, then the Amida, the Kiyum of the Dover, means that the Chote could continue to exist. Why? Because of Sefer Vayikra. Because of the Karbanos then incorporated therein. So now we have two interpretations of Tov, and as to why Tov applies to Sefer Vayikra, they really overlap. One is because of the ribui mitzvos, and most of those mitzvos have to do with karbon. The second is because of the tikkun for a chote, the kapara of bringing a karbon. Well, who supplied that answer? Who gave us and pronounced that salvation for the chote, that instead of dying he continued to exist? That was the Torah. When the question was posed to the Torah says, Yavi Asham V'Yiskaper. The Torah contains within it the R of Ki Tov, and that Tov is going to save the life of the Chote, and that's the Ribui Halachos of Karbanos that comprise most of Sefer Vayikra, and that's Torah Ki Tov, that's the Ribui Halachos of Karbanos, and the possibility for a chote to do tshuva, to bring a karbon, and to be miskaper. Ad kan hakofa aleph. Now in the middle of page 2, we embark on a new exposition, if you will. The parsha and the sefer opens Vayikra el Moshe Vaydaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed Limar Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Amartal Lehem Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem Karmel Hashem Min Abeima Min Abakar Min Atzon Takrivu Es Karmanchem. The Zohar is going to give us an insight into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing to Moshe, not just in terms of the Mishkan, but in terms of the future Beis HaMikdash. Now, we're going to skip the reading of the Zohar in its original. We're going to read the Zohar, rather, in its translation. And this is on the bottom of the middle column. Bo re'e. On the very day that the very sophisticated and complicated Mishkan was completed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down from the heavens and he's mashrabo his shechina. Vayikra el Moshe, immediately he calls to Moshe, he talks to him from the Ol Moed, from the Mishkan itself, and he says to him the following: I want to tell you, Moshe, that the Jewish people down the line will sin. I see them Yisrael lachto lefanav. However, timashken oel moed bavonosehem. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take something away from them, and that's going to be a mashkon. They owe me a chov. And that debt, until it's paid up, God says, I'm going to hold on to the mashkon. That mashkon is the Beis HaMikdash itself. So when the pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem Elov Me'ol Moed Le'mar," and the pasuk doesn't tell us what was the content of that dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash, in this case the Zohar, adds what's missing. Me'ol Moed. The pasuk gives us a hint as to what was the subject of Hashem's address to Moshe. It was the Ol Moed. The Iske Ol Moed. And that means that down the line, Klal Yisrael will sin, God will take away the Mishkan, He will take away the Mikdash, and that becomes a collateral for the sins of Israel. And in truth, Lo yiskayim b'kiyumo, aval harafuah lazeh adam ki yakriv mikem karbel Hashem. Meaning, when Klal Yisrael sin, how can we overlook that sin? How can we hope that man will continue to exist? What's the refuah for that chet? And the answer is the karbanos. So as long as the karbanos exist, we have some sort of protection. We are saved and spared from death in the aftermath of our sin. But when the sins get so intense, and the entire community of Israel, Chas v'Shalom, is guilty of sin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no longer karbonos. I'm going to take away the Beis HaMikdash. And the Churban Beis HaMikdash represents God taking a mashkon. And the debt has to be paid. The debt is incurred by our sins. And what the Navi is telling us, or this Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu receives, is that right now we have the Mishkan, we have the Beis HaMikdash, Adam ki yakriv michem karbon l'Hashem. God says this is a refuah, this is the kapara for your sins. This is going to spare you from death. However, there's going to be a time down the line when the Beis HaMikdash becomes not the ability to facilitate the kapara of karbonos, but rather it's going to be the mashkon. It's going to be something which God is going to take away from the Jewish people, hold on to, and maintain that until they pay up the chov of their avonos, and the chov of their avonos is tshuva. And the Zohar makes a lot of sense in light of the Gemara Menachos. Kol osek b'toras chatos ki'ilu hikriv chatos. Kol osek b'toras osham ki'ilu hikriv osham. The Ramban explains at the very beginning of Vayikra that when a person brings a carbon, I think we've discussed it on many occasions, he should see himself on the Mizbeach, as if to say, I deserve to die for my sins. But instead of taking my life, take the life of the animal, the Zevach, and that's going to be the kapara, that's going to replace, that's going to substitute for man himself. And the Ramban has a very profound psychological presentation. He says, when the man brings his carbon, and he sees the process that's going on, one avod after the other, he should think, he sinned against God in body and spirit. Technically speaking, he should die. He saw if gufo and his body should be burnt. But chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave a tmurah, he took something in exchange. He replaced man with the karmon. And that's the kiper HaKarbon, the kapars HaKarbon, means go see the dam of the carbon as if it's your dam. You really deserve to have your dam spilled, but it's going to be domo tachas domo and nefesh tachas not nefesh. And that's what the Gemara means in Brachos, when it says, minayin she'ein divrei Torah miskaimel b'misha meimis atzmo aleha, that the study of Torah requires absolute sacrifice. Shenemar zos haTorah adam ki yamus ba'oel. For the sake of Torah, he has to, so to speak, figuratively kill himself in the oel in the Beis Medrash, working hard day and night to try to understand Hashem's Torah, and that's going to keep the world going, and that's going to give him a kiyum to his Torah. His Torah will remain his because of the Mesiris Nefesh, Yom Valaila. He's being Memis Atzmo Bioholo Shel Torah. So if a person is Memis Atzmo and he studies the Torah of Chatos and the Torah of Asham, then while he's studying these Kodshim, he thinks, and he should be Mizbone, and he says, that Kol Mashayu Osim LeKarbon, anything that they would have done to the Karbon, I consider it as if they did it to me, because I'm the one who really deserves all these avodos and the shechita and the zrikas adam. My dam should be spilled. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you think those thoughts, if you're mizbonin and you contemplate the fact that you really are the one who deserves to die, then your carbon is going to be mechaper. And now we can talk about the same idea of a person who is taking upon himself a kind of misa, not through the carbon and the behemoth, but through himself. He's memis es atzmo bi'ohola shel Torah. And as a result, Hashem says, I'm going to accept this sacrifice, so to speak, your self-sacrifice for the sake of Torah. And that's going to repair what was lost as a result of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And now we turn to page 3. Let's go back to the parsha, at the beginning of Vayikra. Adam ki yakrev michem, and Adam ki yomus ba'ohel. What the Zohar has in mind here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu that ultimately the Ol Moed will be destroyed because of the sins of Klal Yisrael, but the refuah is Adam ki yakrev michem karban Lashem. What this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu that even after the Churban, when there's no longer a possibility to save the Chote from Misa, because again, as we said in the name of the Navi, Nefesh HaChotas Tomu, so he doesn't have any opportunity which the Torah provides him, namely, bring his carbon and yiskapir, because there is no Migdash. The Zohar reveals that there's another opportunity to, so to speak, bring a carbon. It's not going to be an animal. It's going to be mikem carbon lashem. What does mikem mean? That you are makriv yourself. You yourself become a carbon. Just like in the case of a zevach, when the Migdash stood, you brought a behemoth and you said, I really should be brought on the Mizbeach. So too, when the Mizbeach is gone and the Migdash is destroyed, we have another method of I am giving up my life in a symbolic way. And that is when I dedicate myself to study the Torah and I'm Mavis Atzma, I study Zvachim, I study Menachos, I study Taurus Chatos, Taurus Asham, Taurus Ola, all the dimensions of the karma. And then, says the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers as if he had brought the karma. Adam ki Yaakov became karma Hashem refers to the Adam himself, who's giving Mikem, he's giving himself in the Ol Shel Torah. He becomes a karban Hashem. And that, even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Mizbeach. And therefore, when we say Adam ki Yakriv karban Hashem, the emphasis here on Adam is the Adam ki Yomus Ba'ohel. We have here what we would call Gzeirah Shavah, not literally, but symbolically, Gzeirah Shavah between Adam and Adam. There's Adam at the beginning of Vayikra, which is Adam ki Yaakov Mikem, and then there's the Adam ki Yomus Bi'Oel, is a person who's Memis Atzmo Bi'Oel Shel Torah. And from this equation between Adam and Adam, we understand that Adam ki Yaakov Mikem Karbon could be the Adam ki Yomus Bi'Oel. That's also a Karbon. That's also an Adam ki Yaakov Mikem Karbon. Who's the Karbon? The person himself is a Karbon. And now if we go back to Rav Simon, who we started with, Vayara Lekimis Ha'ar Ki Tov, parallels, Sefer Vayikra, a person might think, well, Sefer Vayikra is very nice, but it's all based on one premise, that the Mikdash stands, and it's a reality. Well, that's not true. We're post-Churban. So therefore, I can't bring any Karbanos. Why should I study the book of Vayikra? What makes this book worth it for me? It's lacking. All the dinim are irrelevant to me. They're all theoretical. They're conceptual. But the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayara Lekim Es Ha'ar Ki Tov. There's something called Ki Tov. And that Ki Tov is not limited to the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that the R of the third R, which is the R of Ki Tov, is connected parallels the Sefer Vayikra to teach us that even after the Churban, you can still bring Karbanos. How? By dedicating yourself to the study of Chatos and Oshav and so forth. Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Tov. Ein Tov El Torah. The greatness of Sefer Vayikra is not limited to the actual physical Karbon and the material physical behemoth, the Zevach that's brought on the Mizbeach, but rather it is encompassed by Torah itself. Torah itself is the R. Torah R. And it means Vayara Lekim Es Ha'ar Ki Tov, the greatness of Sefer Vayikra is that you can be miskaper by being Memis Es Atzmo, whether it means Memis Es Atzmo, as the Ramban says, vicariously through the death of the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam of the Karbon, or a Memis Es Atzmo be Ohol Shel Torah. And the Tov here is the Tov of Torah. And if we study those parts of Sefer Vayikra which are dedicated to the Karbanos, we can achieve the same Kapara. And that's going to save us the same Hatzolah min Achet. It won't be, as Yechezkel Navi says, HaNefesh Chotasi Tomus, but on the contrary, there'll be a Kapara. Bring me a Karban, says Hashem, and I'll accept it as a Kapara. Well, what is that Karban? You are the Karban. Because, as the Navi says, you deserve to die. So what does it mean, you are the Karban? The answer is this behemoth is coming as a substitute. But I see myself standing on the Karban as if my neck was shechted and my throat, and my blood was brought on the Mizbeach. But what happens after the Churban Habayis? Lest one be extremely frustrated and say, why should I study Sefer Vayikra? None of this is real to me. It has no practical impact. It's all conceptual. But the answer is no. This is our opportunity to create ourselves as a carbon, which is just as good, if not better, than the original carbon at the time the Mikdash stood. How do we create ourselves as a carbon? We harva, we work hard and dedicate ourselves to the study of Torah, and specifically to Sefer Vayikra. It's Sefer Vayikra and its study that contains within it the germ or the inherent Hatzolah min Achet to save us from the terrible Gzeirah of Nefesh HaChotasi Tomus. If we kill ourselves for Torah and we work hard to understand Zvachim Menachos, I tried to learn Zvachim Menachos. Baruch Hashem, I was able to learn Zvachim. And then I started Menachos. Boom! After Beis on Beis, I was just smashed to smithereens. So at least I got Zvachim. And now we're going to take a look at something called Tamei HaMitzvos. The Arizal has an interesting insight into the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in Parshas Hazino. And he writes that if we have the right kavana when we write the Sefer Torah, of course we're talking about a scribe here, or if you get a chance to write an oath, he should have in mind that the five books of the Chumashim are mechuvanim keneged Hashem Havaya. And we'll have to see how we get to five. It says Bracious is connected Kotso Shel Yud. Oh, okay, so we're doing okay. And now we have the Yud of Havaya. Shmos is the Yud of Havaya. So we have in that Yud, we have both Bracious and Shmos. Sefer Vayikra is connected the first Hey, which is the first letter of God's name. But Midbar is connected to the letter Vav, and Dvarim corresponds to the last Hey. So again, if you take a look at the third book, that's Vayikra, then it really has, we said that Vayikra has the first Hey. Lefize ki sefer ashlish Vayikra nishlamim beis osios yud ke. When you write out the word Hey, then you have Hey Yud, which are the first two letters of God's name. And what is the significance of the Yud K, the first two letters of God's name, that correspond to Sefer Vayikra? So again, the Hey is the first letter of God's name, but the Hey itself is a complete name of God. Yud Hey, because if you write out the name Hey. So to understand this, we look at the Gemara in Erevin. Miyom shechar beis hamigdash, dayo liolam sheishtamish b'shtei osios. As long as the beis hamigdash stood, the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world was yud ke vav ke. But after the Churban, what we're left with is the yud ke, the first two letters of the four letters of God's name. Kol hanishama tehalel yud ke. And what this means is that the Olam could be mishtamesh with two osios yud ke. What does it mean that we're using the yud ke? What does it mean shimush be yud ke? And the answer lies in the Gemara Brachos. On Daf Vav it says, Oz nidbaru yirei Hashem, ish al reyehu, a pasuk at the very end of Tanakh, vayakshev Hashem v'yishama, vayikosev sefer zikaron lefanov, L'yirei Hashem l'chol shvei shmo. So the Gemara asks, what is l'chol shvei shmo? Omer of Ashi, choshev onam lasos mitzvah nenas v'lo asah, malo av akosav kilu asah. There's a category of individuals called chol shvei shmo. These are the individuals who would like to do a mitzvah. They have all the energy, and they designate the time and the money, the effort to do the mitzvah. But at the end, something happens. Mitigating circumstances beyond their control. That's called onus. And they were not able to implement the mitzvah. So what is this all about? What does it mean? L'choshvei shmo. They wanted to do the mitzvah, but they didn't. Because of circumstances beyond their control, they couldn't implement the mitzvah. So here we're going to look on the left column of the Bnei Yisoschar. He says, Dehine, befoal, a person wanted to do a great act, but because of extreme circumstances he was not able to do so. He doesn't get rewarded for that. He won't be punished, obviously, but reward he won't get. However, there's a midah tova that goes even beyond, and that's the midah tova of Yirei Hashem v'choshvei shmo. Even if a person thought and planned to do a mitzvah, because of circumstances beyond his control, he wasn't able to achieve his goal, Ma'ilo lav hakosav kilu asah, the Torah considers it as if he did it. And why is that so? The answer is, says the Bnei Yisoschar, V'atam, ki Yisrael dveikim b'Hashem havaya baruch hu kimo shekos v'atem dveikim b'Hashem alokeichem u'b'Hashem havaya beiz behei osios, because again if you add the kotzah shel yud, is the vav hei is Mora on the Maisa. So the last two letters of God's name refer to the Maisa. But the Yud Hey, the first two letters, Hu Amachshava. Kevin Shisrael Dvekim Bahavaya, Baruch Hu, Im Kein Gam Amachshava Ke Maisa Choshev. We consider the dveikus of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a total dveikus for the entire Havaya. So it turns out that according to the Bnei Yisoskar, these two letters, Yud Kei, correspond to the Avodas Hashem Bim Machshava. Machshava means he planned to do the mitzvah, but he never actually did it. Shtei Osios Vav Hei, the last two letters of God's name, parallel the man's Avodas Hashem B'maisa, Befal. He actually goes out there and does a lot of work. The source for this can be found in the Zohar. Ushmartem Vasisem Ki Hi Chochmastem Ubinaschem. Says the Zohar, Ushmartem Vasisem Da Vav Hei. The Asiya is always the last two letters of God's name. But when you talk about Ki Chochmaschem, the Chochma, not the actual Asiya, Da Yud Ke. In other words, everything that happens, anytime a person does a mitzvah, that mitzvah is an Asiya and it parallels Vav Ke. But if a person activates his mind, his brain, and he tries to contemplate the Torah itself and learn its meanings and its teachings, then he can link up with Yud Kei, the first two letters of Hashem's holy name. And we can understand, based on this whole Hasidic minog of L'Shem Yichud, before you mekayim a mitzvah and implement the mitzvah, you say L'Shem Yichud. What is the essence of L'Shem Yichud? I don't know if you ever thought about it. Most of us don't even see the paragraph on the page. He says, L'yachet Shem Yud Kei B'Vav Kei, to unite the two halves of God's name into one Yichud Sholem, one complete unity. And what it means is that if we are standing on the precipice, we're about to implement a mitzvah, that ma'aseh mitzvah that we're about to implement is called Vav Kei. But we begin with an introduction. We're not going to just jump in and say, well, I'm going to do the mitzvah, but rather makdimim litzaref es machshavto. We need a brain. It's not just the body. If it was just a body, then God could have created robots. He didn't need human beings. But a human being is capable not just of ma'aseh as a technical act and implemented logistically, but rather it is machshava. The man, the human being, comes to the table with his machshava. That's Yud Kei. The Yud Kei corresponds to the machshava. And if we're ready to be mekayim the mitzvahs, then we're ready to say Yichud. Again, I'm not advocating that everyone has to say L'Shem Yichud, or know the Yehuda was against it, but if you want to advocate on behalf of L'Shem Yichud, this is an excellent point. Because what we're doing is, we're being mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah, but it's got to be all L'Shem Hashem. And what's going to remind us and motivate us that's L'Shem Hashem? It's the fact that we are b'machshava, ready and eager to implement, to achieve and implement the will of God. That machshav itself links us up with Yud Kei, and that's what the L'Shem Yichud is. L'Shem Yichud is telling me that my kavana in implementing this mitzvah L'Shem Hashem is the Yud Kei, L'Shem Hashem. And at that moment, when I have kavana in my machshava that this ma'aseh that I'm about to embark upon should be L'Shem Hashem, at that moment in time, we accomplish what's called Yehuda Shalim. We're well on the way to unify any, if I can use the term, any disparate parts of Kudsha Brich Hu, of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if this be the case, then we begin to understand when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzarif Machshava Kemaisa, it means that if a person had a Machshava to do a Maisa, but he wasn't able to do so, then because of his dveikus in the machshava of the mitzvah, which is called Yud Kei, And Yud Kei corresponds, the first two letters, to the Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vav Kei is connected to Maisa. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref the Yud Kei of our Machshava with the Vav Kei of the Masa, even in the absence of that Masa, because we were prevented from implementing that Masa. And here the Shvili Pinchas asks the following question. This is the very end of page 3. Eich Muchach Mizeh Shevachshava Tova Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzaref L'maisa. I mean, it's true that our Dveikus is, in its perfect sense, is with the Shem Avaya. And when we mekayim the mitzvah both in Machshava as we prepared for the mitzvah and in Maisa, we achieve a full-fledged Shem Avaya. But how do we know that even if there's a kiyum mitzvah b'machshava b'lvad, all he has is the machshava, which is the bechin of Yud Kei, how do we know that that's considered as if he was mekayim the mitzvah, and he's granted the connection even to Vav Kei? Because then we're being miyachid the shame of Yud Kei and Vav Kei into one name of Havaya, and we want to achieve Dveikus in the name of Havaya. That we understand, but that's only in a case where you had the opportunity to implement your machshava and maisa. But that's not what we're discussing here. The Bnei Yisoskar is discussing Machshava Tova even without Maisa. And how do we know that that's so? And therefore we turn to page 4 and we take a look at Rebbe Elezer HaKalir for Shacharis on the 7th day of Pesach. Shom Yikre Kikisovo Michetziov Tismale Tevoso. Very strange statement in the Piyut. The answer is, Liosid Lova Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be called by the name Avaya as it's written. Today, we're not allowed to recite, we're not allowed to pronounce the name of God as it's written. Velo Kimosha Nikra Ata B'Shem Ado, and then Noi. But rather, we're going to be able to enunciate and pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, what does the Paitan mean when he says Mechetziov Tismale Tevaso? Well, what does that mean? Gibberish. From half, the teva, the vehicle, or the instrument, the cabinet, whatever it is, will be complete. What's it all about? So the Machzor, in his Kolbo, Machzor Kolbo, he says that half the name of Hashem, which is Yud Kei, is B'miluo. If you write it out, right? So let's write out Yud Kei. So you have 10, and you have another 10, and you have 6, and you have another 10. So all told, it becomes 26. 26 is the exact number of the osios of Hashem. And therefore, Michetzio, from half the name of Hashem, Tismale Tevosu, until the name of God is absolutely complete, B'miluo. And that's what the Paitan is saying, that Losid Lovo, this will be the perfect unity of the Yud Kei with the Vav Kei. And the Arizal says, when it says in Yeshaya, it says, Ki be Yud Kei Hashem Tzur Olamim, he says that the Havaya is Beis Osios. The Iker of the Havaya is really the first two letters. The rest are what we call Toldos. They are the brainchild of Yud Kei. So the letters Yud Kei really incorporate the entire name of God, and therefore Hashem with Yud Kei creates Tzur Olamim. Now, what I want to suggest, because we're running out of time, and I appreciate that you were able to stay a little bit over time because of this fashla, let's fast forward to the section in the middle of the page, and if we get a chance, we'll fill in the blanks some other time. We have to understand that the two letters Vav Kei, which complement or complete the name of Hashem after the letters of Yud Kei, what do we want to derive from this? It has to have a practical, ethical message for us. And let's say it's teaching us Das. What kind of Das do we derive from this? A person planned to do a mitzvah. Because of circumstances beyond his control, he could not implement the mitzvah. The mitzvah remains in the realm of machshava, without maisa. It's yud-kei without vav-kei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you meant to do the mitzvah, it was planned in your machshava, therefore malal av akosuki l'asah befa'al. God says, I'm going to consider it as if you had implemented the mitzvah befa'al. Befa'al means with a maisa. And therefore, if God says, I can consider it as if you completed the maisa, which you never even started the maisa, it was impossible for you, then we have now a hashlama of yud-kei with the vav-kei. God says, I recognize your machshava, that's yud-kei, and now I'm going to complete it as if you did the maisa, which corresponds to vav-kei. So now we go back to the Medrash of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "My, what does it mean? L'choshvei shmo. Who are these people who are described under the category of choshvei shmo? Choshev adam lasos mitzvah, etc. What it means is l'choshvei shmo is somebody who was nenas. He was not able to be mekayim the mitzvah only b'machshava, the bechin of yud ke. So what's the etzah for such a person? The answer is, he has to be b'b'chinas choshvei shmo. He has to think, and he has to intend, that the entire name of God be complete. Kishem Hashem b'toch osios yud-kei b'miluon yud-kei v'lo yedei maila olav hakosav ki'ilu ason. It's not because of the vav-kei, but because of the yud-kei itself. The choshvei shmo, that itself, even without Mailol of Akosav Kilaso, even without adding on the Asiya element here, the Machshav alone is enough to generate the first two Osios of Hashem's name, the Yud Kei. So when the Gemara says that Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash, Dayo La'olam Sheishtamesh B'shtei Osios, referring here to the Yud Kei, Shedem HaKol HaNeshom T'Kalko, we ask, what does it mean that we're using the two Osios? What it means is that when the Beis HaMikdash is alive and well, we can be makriv karbonos befa'al. We can also accompany our akrovas karbonos with the yichudim of liyached shem yudke bevavke biyichuda shalem. Why? Because as long as we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have both the yudke and the vavke. However, from the moment the Mikdash was destroyed and it became impossible to bring karbonos befa'al, then the world is going to use b'mishtamish b'beis osios asoros. It means that the korban bais makes it impossible for the vavke to come into reality. I cannot implement the Torah with a maisa because there is no Beis HaMikdash, but yet I can nevertheless achieve yudke vavke. And how is that? Through Esek HaTorah. We're going to learn and study the laws of Karbonos. We're going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Karbonos, at least b'machshava and Yud Kei. And then God is going to integrate that machshava with the maisa of the last two osios of the Vav Kei. Amazing chiddush. And let's just finish this up. And we say the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the third of the five books as Vayikra, the Avodas HaKorbanos. He already began the Torah, and he revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu that in the future the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. He continues to reveal an Eitzah, and he says the following. You know the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, but don't despair. There still is salvation. It's not going to be a nefesh achotas tomos. It's going to be adam ki yakri michem karban l'Hashem. A person should dedicate himself to Torah's karbonos, and the Medrash says even if he's just learning Torah's karbonos, he's studying Masechta Zvachim. Yechashev, it's considered in the eyes of God shekol ma she'asu l'karbonos hayitzarch lasel slo. God says in Sefer Vayikra, which is Keneged Yud Kei, that I'm going to accept a machshava when you planned, but you unfortunately could not realize your plan because there's no Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to be considering it as if This is a harvas karbonos. And how do you achieve that? By dedicating yourself to the study of karbonos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your study, your das, is as cherished to me as the ma'aseh itself. You didn't do the ma'aseh. You couldn't possibly do the ma'aseh. But nevertheless, Hashem says it's as if you did the ma'aseh. And this is what it means at the beginning of Vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, as we saw in the Zohar, that Osid Beis HaMikdash Lichor, but Adam Ki Yakrev Michem Karbon Hashem. Even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there still is Adam Ki Yakrev Michem. And that's the Adam Ki Yakrev Michem who prepares himself in Machshava, in checking out Yud Kei. It means Karbon Hashem. Just like all the osios of God's name, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, V'Yichudei Sholem, they come together in peace and harmony, so too, when Klal Yisrael, any member of Klal Yisrael, are involved, are dedicated to the Shem Yud Kei, to understand that even after Churban, it's still possible to find God. And to find God means Yud Kei Vav Kei. But all this is made possible by the Adam Ki Yakrev Michem Karbon Hashem. And therefore, let's just read the last two paragraphs and then I'll let you go. L'siyum, as an overview of everything we've said, the Gemara says, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam HaLadalat Ava Shel Halacha. What it means is that after the Mikdash was destroyed, how do we continue Haril Hashem Kol Ha'aretz? It's only through the study of Halacha, El V'Dalet Amos Shel Halacha B'Vad. And therefore, we conclude by saying, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, it's impossible to bring Karbonos, but we can have the Machshava. We can prepare to bring the Karbonos. We desire to bring the Karbonos. And that Machshava is the Bechin of Yud Kei. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? If you have the machshava, are you willing to put your shoulder to the task? Are you willing to dedicate yourself to the study of halacha? And if you're willing to be osek behilchos karbonos, as a result, it would be considered in the eyes of God as if you had brought those karbonos, not only b'machshava, but also b'maisa, to be mashlim the four osios of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Vavke of Asiyah will come to pass in the future, maybe in the next few days, when we will have a complete, perfect Yudke Vavke. We've dedicated ourselves to the study of Torah, to the study of Karbonos. We have now added the Vavke element because HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers if we brought the Karbon, and that's going to be a machaper for all our sins. That's going to be the key to project us through all of the trials and tribulations before the Geula, through the Golas, with the four letters of the Shem of Hashem. May we be zochet to this experience, b'mheirav yameinu, b'karov, mamish, kei yiratzon, amen.